Good morning. My name's Caroline Stewart, and I'd like to give you an overview of the research we've been carrying out to learn more about the elephants living in the Amboseli National Park in Kenya. Let me start by telling you a little about the methodology we use. We've been studying this population of elephants for nearly 40 years, and we've collected a wealth of information about individual elephants. We now have a database of 2,500 elephants from the area, and we know the month and year of their birth, as well as who was the mother of each one. More recently, one of my colleagues has been examining the pattern of elephant relationships within and between the families in more detail. He's done this by using audio equipment to record and then play back the calls that are made by the elephants. And in addition to that, for some time we've been using DNA analysis to investigate these relationships. The findings were significant. For example, for a long time, we'd suspected that elephants live in a very complex social system. And one thing we found from our research is that this social system is made up of a large number of different layers, not just parent and child, but also brother and sister, and so on. Another important discovery was that elephants can be very cooperative, as much as chimps, in fact. We conducted an experiment in which two of the elephants brought food within reach by pulling simultaneously on the ends of a rope. It was a surprise even to us that they managed to do it. Another finding was just how flexible elephants can be. They may live in smaller or larger groups depending on environmental conditions. So, for example, an adult female and her calves might leave their larger groups for days or weeks. A good example of this was 2 years ago when there was not enough rain. Many left the herd and moved to new areas in order to survive. We also discovered that elephants can show emotion. For example, when an elephant dies, the others may stroke and rearrange the bones, although why they do it is still a mystery. Elephants are very intelligent creatures. We've dedicated a whole chapter to this in our new book, as the findings are so important. For example, when we looked at the elephant's brain, we found that its weight was quite high compared with that of its body, which is significant. Early on in the research, we discovered that bull elephants, i.e. males, go through periods of significant change, which is called must. This serves to advertise the male's virility to other females, letting them know he's healthy and would be a good father. But it also warns other males to stay away. One of the most obvious changes is in how they walk, though there are others. However, one of our most important discoveries is that it is crucial for elephants to live for a long time. If you are a male, you probably won't be a successful mate unless you do. If you are a female, the older and more experienced you are, the more likely it is that you'll be aware of danger when it approaches. For example, an elephant may be able to cope with one lion, but may have problems if there are three of them. Age helps elephants know when it's best to walk away or to stand and fight. There's a huge amount that's still waiting to be discovered. For example, we know very little about the part that's played in the life of elephants by their sense of smell, although we suspect that it must be important, because this sense is very well developed. It's very hard to conduct research in this area in the wild, because there are so many variables involved. Another area we know little about is illustrated by a time I observed a young elephant reaching out towards an electric fence. His mother's whole body posture displayed alarm at the danger he was in. This is an example of how one elephant can be sensitive towards the feelings or situation of another, but we don't know how much it happens.